Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Legend. He's a legend.
Going out of the field, it's going to say, yeah. Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
LaShonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Yeah! There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Legend.
Congratulations to Pepita Meets Babita, the winning children's book and the Diamond Book Award. Voted on by close to 40,000 children in public schools between the ages of K and third grade, Pepita Meets Babita.
Pepita meets Babita.
Yes.
Good Lord. Ready, break.
This is third grade. Is that right? Is it third grade?
K through three. They all vote.
Sounds like pumpkin seed meets beer.
It's actually.
what is that?
The puppy meets the new baby. The puppy has been the loved one in the home until the baby arrives, and then Pepita doesn't get the attention it's used to getting.
Oh.
So therein lies the tale.
Pepita.
Jim, it's amazing. You got a guy like Craig, Hall of Fame guy, could be in any market in America or the world and be a Hall of Famer.
If he didn't have a restraining
order. He's so passionate about reading to kids, and I always say this, I'm not doing it. Roger's not doing it.
But I got to watch that for geese.
Thank God that there are people like Craig who have a passion for this kind of stuff. He's not going to do it. He's doing trivia. He's king of all trivia. He's the trivia host of the year.
Yeah, but he could do it.
We would do it. Pepita meets Bonita.
I want to mention, too.
The Goose of Lake Hamilton.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
So, if you just joined the show, we mentioned earlier, you know, you had the Stanley Cup start last night. Vegas wins that one, so they're 1-0. You got the NBA championship starts tonight. San Antonio, New York. Roger and I I don't know about Christian, but we're rooting for the Knicks just because at once it's 1973.
I am too.
I think most of America probably would love to see the Knicks finally. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Also, we found out when the Trojans are going to be playing. They're going to be playing at 4:00 on Friday down at Troy. You can actually follow the game here, not on 103.7 The Buzz, but 106.7, our sister station. So we've carried, I think, 12 games this year. So root for Chris Curry and that group.
Absolutely.
And, listen, I know J.R. Runnels, who is Justin Moore's handler, if you will. He's a Troy graduate, and they are super excited. You know, they've never hosted before.
For sure.
Stadium only seats 2,500. When I was playing ball in high school in Panama City, we had a lot of my teammates got scholarships to play back then at Troy State. And so they've got a very good athletic program. But they're beatable. Listen, ULR is two wins away from going to the College World Series.
Think about it.
I mean, they're right now, they're in the top 16. So if the season's over, they can say the final poll, we're in the top 16.
Well, think about last year. They were the last team to beat LSU.
Yeah.
And
had them on the ropes. Had them on the ropes the last game. You know, they really did.
LSU went the rest of the way, you know, unscathed.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Chris Curry. And also, too, I was reminding everybody, I mentioned Bill Vickery coming up a little bit later today. We normally have him on Monday. Tomorrow, I think we're going to get Coach Cal. Coach Cal has all of his camps down here in Central Arkansas. And talking to Riley Hall yesterday, and I think we may get a call from him. I always like getting him on when we have Joe. I told him, because Joe, played for him for a very short period of time. Didn't he go down there? He introduced himself. Hi, I'm Joe Klein. To Cal, at the time. Anyway, they've got a great relationship.
Story.
Also, you've got College World Series women tonight, Craig. We were talking about how this thing has gone way too long. Texas Tech and Texas are playing the best of three. This thing's been going on. Listen, I was in Europe last week, and it just started.
Didn't it start last Thursday? Women's College World Series, I believe, started last Thursday.
Yeah, still. Let's play one game.
It's the strangest thing. It's that they had double elimination kind of to start, and then you reach a level of the tournament, then it becomes double elimination again.
No, I think it should go double, then single, and then you get to the championship game. It should be best out of three.
Well, but then now they've started over again. Yeah, so it doesn't matter how many you lost.
Can't keep up.
Now you're double elimination again. It's just
when the Hogs drop, I lose it.
Yeah, and Roger,
they went out with a whimper.
Yeah,
but I think it's a little bit different. We create relationships with, you know, because we do a show that's about sports, and so we've been able to get to know Chris.
That's what it is.
And listen, let me tell you, if UCA, Craig, if UCA is making a run, or hey, how about Harding? You don't think we were behind Harding when they were going? Yeah. You dang straight we are. And so, I'm Razorback Red. I played for the Hogs, and so I still can root for other schools in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody can be a Razorback. And there's a lot of great schools. You know,
not but one. Well, and that's the truth. I mean, because our relationships with some of the other coaches, some of the other teams, you root for them. I mean, it's like when somebody says, you know, don't go to that store because it's not locally owned. Well, the folks that work in there are local. You want to support them, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Same thing with these colleges. And all.
Proud of them.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. Today's National Egg Day. Jim and Craig, how do you like your eggs when you order them at,
say, I'm an omelet guy.
Okay, do you like them as an omelet?
I'm an omelet guy.
What about you, Jim?
Scrambled.
You know what? When we were in Mexico, and I used the language of the people, at one of the buffets, you can get your omelets made now. And I asked for egg white, but I think she dipped in the ladle in the same bucket that the other eggs are in.
But it
looked white.
What do you put on your eggs if you were going to put any picante sauce or ketchup?
It'll be different on a different day, but that's throwing in Tony Chachere for some days, hot sauce.
You're talking to a master chef over
Listen,
here.
I love the egg. I go to Waffle House, and when I walk in there, they go, you want your five scrambled egg whites? Five or six today.
I got nothing against poached egg or fried egg.
Hey, do you remember when the poached egg came out back in the 70s? I remember my mom
poacher?
Look at this technology.
The Rumpelpia thing?
Well, the technology, look at this poached thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the little steam was coming up. And then you know what we could do? We could actually punch up this thing called a microwave.
What?
You can actually warm something up quickly.
That's from Area 51.
That was something.
I know, it was big. Okay. It's also national.
What about this? Let me tie everything in. What about a goose egg? You see what I did there? Goose? No.
Okay. It's also National Chicken Salad Day.
Nobody gets me anymore.
We were saying
that. Which, of course, the egg then becomes the chicken, and then we make chicken salad.
Right.
661-1037.
Go Harding.
661-1037.
I just can't keep up with the conversation.
Hey, there was a place. David, I don't know if you ever got to try it, but in Oxford, there was a filling station there, and they had everybody before going to the Grove would go and get this big old gallon of chicken salad. And that filling station would have these gallons of chicken salad to sell on game day for the Rebels. And, I mean, it became just a thing. And I know the fella that bought the rights to it, and he turned it into a business for a while. I don't ever know whatever happened to that. If any old Miss fans are listening in, if y'all remember this filling station that had this chicken salad. It was the thing to have at the Grove.
What made you think of that?
We're talking about chicken salad. Oh,
today's National Chicken Salad Day.
It is probably the best chicken salad I think I ever had.
Go Harding.
Really
wanted to ask you guys real quick, and Christian is with us today, of course, our producer. He's going with the biblical look today. Hair down. We're doing pictures. It's like annual day. We're doing our pictures here at the Buzz. And I was looking. You will know this better than anybody. Did you see the new shoe deal that Steph Curry's doing?
Yes.
And by the way, Steph Curry is coming to Little Rock with Moses Moody in a few weeks.
Did you see that? Yeah. July?
We're going to be involved. The Buzz is going to be involved with that.
I meet him.
Yeah. 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 Listen.
Somebody is going to be the lucky team to get the biggest sponsor.
It would be very, somebody's paying a lot of money.
Steph Curry to be on their team.
As a tribute, I'm going to chew on my mouthpiece.
Yeah, but anyway, they may be, of course, he's brought in last year, Christian, who did he bring in? What's his name?
Draymond
Green, and before that, I think he was one other they brought in.
Clay.
Yeah, and so anyway, he's doing some really neat things.
All of the big three.
He's doing really some cool things in the community, and that'll be a big weekend. We'll have some announcement about that.
Moses came in for our kids' read.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good young man.
Way to go.
I met his parents. His parents are super nice. Remind me of, you know, all the athletes we've had in Arkansas.
You know who coached him when he was like 9 years old at Boys Club?
Who's that? No, Jim Harris? Stop it.
And John Howe. Well, John Howe and Jim Harris.
No wonder you were so, when you piped up there in a hurry when I said, I saw you jump when I said.
He's eligible now for the Pine Bluff Hall of Fame.
That was here at the Bennett Boys
Okay,
Club.
Well,
so,
I hear you.
Christian, did you see this? So yesterday I threw a question, trivia question about the number one overall pick back in 1987. It was Ken Griffey Jr., And somebody said something about apparently his shoes or whatever kind of tennis shoes he was wearing. Kids were really wearing those last year.
Right.
Somebody texted and said, by the way, those are making a comeback. The Ken Griffey Jr. shoe. Oh. Well, did you see Steph Curry's new deal?
Yeah, with China.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a Chinese company. It's called Li Ning.
Li Ning, yeah.
Li Ning. So $400 million, and apparently he wore the Li Ning shoes that Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a Li Wing shoe is if it walked up in front of me.
From China, it's probably made for like $4. And he's going to sell them $400.
Have you seen the shoe, the Christian?
I mean, I remember when Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler were wearing.
What is the emblem on the side? Like Nike got the swoosh. What is the Li Ning logo?
I like your dialogue.
I don't know how to describe it.
Here's the deal. He was talking because he went to London. He was talking with that accent. I went to Mexico. I was talking with it. And now we get into our Pacific Rim language.
Li Ning.
There's like a couple of stripes, pretty much.
It's just a couple of stripes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Craig and Jim, what was your shoe of choice?
They didn't have many back then.
Well, you didn't have a lot of choices, but your favorite, well, as you grew up and even as a young adult, Was it Adidas? Was it Converse?
Converse. Well, Converse in high school, but then it shifted
that was the tennis shoe.
K-Swiss for a while. Y'all remember
K-Swiss?
Yeah. I remember a shoe called Track. TRAC. There was a white pair and a black pair, and Mama bought them at Safeway. That's where we got them. When Safeway started sales, I would take those shoestrings out every night because my brothers would tell me how to do it. And you put them in bleach and you wipe them. You had to have
white. Look at little Raji.
Dude, I could run real fast in them things.
What's the toe
was up. I think they weren't there.
What is the other name with it? With the Converse, what's the name?
Chuck Martin.
Chuck Taylor.
Chuck Taylor.
What about you, Craig? Did you have a shoe? Did you go Nike?
Kids,
okay. It is what it is.
Well, you know what?
Christian, what are you? What's your? You're 20. How are you, Christian? I'm sorry. You're
29.
29. What's your shoe of choice right now? Growing up, what was your shoe of choice? Were you Li Ning?
Jordans.
Okay, Jordans. Okay, listen, Jordan's still making what? $500 million a year?
I think Danny Joe, look at this.
Off me.
Look at this.
Look at you.
He's making $500 million off me.
Those are great looking shoes.
Look at you, Craig. Look at you doing that.
I also have
knock you out.
A pair of Jordans on.
Yeah, oh, you have a pair of. Listen, that goes to show. What do you have?
On cloud.
Listen, they both are wearing. He's still making money.
Yeah.
He's still making money. Jordan is. I mean, billions off of his shoe deal.
He's got to be the most.
There's not even
any of the richest.
He's got to be
athlete.
Probably is.
Danny Joe Crawford has every Jordan ever.
Yeah, there's all these different colors and combos. If you know tennis, you oh my gosh, just one of these.
Colorways.
I say, who else does? Justin Moore. Remember, Roger, we've been in his Justin Moore. He's a big shoe guy.
He's a collector, sure.
Also, did you see the story today about going Barry Foster, speaking of the Hall of Fame, he's going in the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
Great.
Roger, he was talking about, he played in the flex bone with Quinn Grovey, and Quinn was just saying he was my guy. He was a fullback. You had James Rouse behind him, and I can't remember the other tailback.
Joe Johnson.
No, it wasn't Joe. It was somebody else, at least in the article today. But anyway, they were just talking about he had 660 yards. He led the team with 660 yards and 8 touchdowns as a sophomore in 88. And that was the year that they go down to Miami.
Oh, what a run.
And he goes 80 yards.
Yeah. Untouched.
I think he only had about 20 yards the rest of the game. But apparently Miami had not given up a touchdown, according to this article, the whole year until Arkansas. They would have been undefeated. They'd have been playing for national.
Didn't he split time, too, with Juju?
It didn't say. I've seen pictures of him, but I don't think Juju got much playing time ahead of Foster, I don't think. But here was the thing that was crazy. I forget. He goes to the Steelers. In sets a franchise record they still have, like 1,600 yards. Roger, he was only 23 yards behind Emmitt Smith of being the leader, the NFL rushing leader. The whole league.
So Foster?
Foster.
But you know what? You know that? What I remember him more from?
What's that? Oh, yeah. He dropped the kickoff return.
Not getting a kick. Not getting a kick.
Just, he let it bounce. But yeah, he had 1,690 yards. Unreal. It still stands for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Way to go.
And that year, 23 yards shy of Emmitt Smith in Dallas for the NFL's rushing crown. So we had him at the touchdown club. He's still, he may have physical. He admitted, he said, I was stocky. I was built for that offense.
He was.
Yeah, you better make sure and read. You better cover that fullback on the read. Because if not, he'll do just like he did against Miami, right up the gut on you. So,
man, it was a run.
Anyway, and he was a good guy, too. I think he coached and teached. I don't know if he's still doing that now. But anyway, congratulations to him going into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame.
About that Miami game, if you watch that on YouTube, Arkansas-Miami, Quinn Grovey is a man possessed. They could not. One person could not tackle Quinn Grovey.
We forget how good he was.
Yeah, he was so physical.
We always talk about now all these quarterbacks with 5,000-6,000 yards and all that. Quinn Grovey, man, he was a dual threat quarterback.
Phenomenal.
Well, the 88 and the 89 team was a little different, but those were two fantastic teams.
Especially that 89 offense was woof. They were Jack
Crow. 10-win teams. I know everybody wants to go, well, they weren't in the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
I'm sorry. Those teams were as good as anything we've had.
Listen, toe to toe with Miami, and that's the national championship. I mean, that was for the playing in the national championship.
Interception.
Yeah, is it Steve Atwater, who's got a gold jacket now in the NFL Hall of Fame. All right, do not go away. We're glad you're with us, Jim. Hey, listen, we'll let you run on. Thanks so much for coming in here. And
thank you, Jim.
And also, too, you'll be back next week.
I will.
And you'll have the goose poop answer for us.
Oh, you'll have the goose poop scoop.
I will bring the goose poop.
The goose poop scoop.
All right. Craig O'Neill's here with us. We'll visit with Steve Arison, Bill Vickery coming up, Joe Nichols, and more. We're glad you're with us. 7:30.